Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Mr. James Reardon, Chief Information Officer for the Military Health System and Director, Information Management Technology and Reengineering in the TRICARE Management Activity. And joining us in our conversation is Michael Perry. Well, Jim, what forms of interagency collaboration do you have with agencies like the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services or the Food and Drug Administration and the CDC?
In my many years as a federal employee, there has never been a time when the collaboration and the cooperation between federal agencies has been more intense and at a higher level. We, the Department of Defense and the Military Health System, work on a daily basis with the Department of Veterans Affairs. We have a number of programs that we're working with Department of Veterans Affairs on. The ones that I'm most familiar with are the programs that relate to information technology. And we have made substantial gains over the last 3 or 4 years in being able to provide electronic information on veterans. Obviously had spent some years in the Department of Defense in providing electronic information on the care that these veterans have received in DOD and moved that information electronically over to the Department of Veterans Affairs. In the earlier years, one would have to take their paper record, get a copy of their paper record from the Department of Defense and out of a warehouse wherever they happened to be stored, and then they would carry that over to the Veterans Affairs, and when they presented for care at the VA, then they would bring that record in, and they may have it, and it may be complete, and it may not be complete. Well, they can do that today still and bring that paper record over. But also, we have implemented a capability now, an information technology capability, that allows us to move the information that we have on our veterans, who are on our service members who are separating and moving into a veteran status, and we're able to move that information electronically now from DOD over to the VA, where it's ready and accessible to VA providers should the veteran present for care. We're working in a number of other areas with the VA. We have joint sites with the VA where DOD and VA are working together in the same physical location, and we are working to tie computer systems together in those locations so our veterans can move seamlessly between DOD care and veterans care. We're doing a fair amount of work in the area of lab interoperability, so we can send our laboratory tests to the VA and they can do some work for us, and they can send their lab tests to us and we can do work for them and we can exchange information. We don't think that the information technology is necessarily the driver behind this closer cooperation, but we do believe that by linking the VA and DOD together more tightly electronically using information technology, that we can serve as an enhancer or a tool to help increase the integration and the interoperability between the two agencies. There is a structure in place now with DOD and VA, where on a monthly basis, the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs and the Undersecretary of Health and the Veterans Affairs come together and we review our joint VA-DOD projects. They monitor the progress, and we have milestones and deliverables, and they review them on a monthly basis. So it's turned out to be a very strong collaborative effort and is paying dividends almost on a daily basis. We do a substantial amount of work now with the Center for Disease Control as we provide information to the CDC and helping them do biosurveillance throughout the nation. And we also work with the Department of Homeland Security and providing information from a medical surveillance perspective nationally. So there is a lot of collaboration between federal agencies today as we exchange information. And our objectives are to provide higher quality, continuity of care for our veterans, as well as security for the nation. And any way that we can do that in providing and linking information is beneficial, and DOD readily supports that. We are also working on the private sector side. There are a series of foundations and organizations that are very focused on the electronic medical record and the value of the electronic medical record in providing support to the to our service members. And we are working with them in defining standards and approaches to not only designing an electronic medical record, but implementing an electronic medical record. And we believe, as an organization on a national level, that common standards are very important, that our terminology be the same, so that when somebody speaks about a heart attack, that it not be spoken about seven or eight different ways, that there be one common way of saying that, and that would become common terminology in our computer systems, so we would be able to exchange that information. We think it's extremely important with the advent of the Health Information Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, that we have information security standards that are common throughout the nation, so that as we do move medical information and health information electronically, that our citizens can trust that this information is being done, that this information is being moved in a secure manner. We also believe that you need technical standards. So we need to be using the same communication protocols and other standards for moving the information. So it's very important that these activities and the collaboration is ongoing and increasing on the federal level and on the national level. Many of the organizations that are now working in this area, such as the Markle Foundation and Harvard Interfacility Interfaculty Programs and others, are very much engaged in moving this large initiative forward on the national level.
Could you speak in more detail to your relationship to the private sector and how TRICARE management activity works with the private sector?
The TRICARE management activity has a number of healthcare contractors that they work with. We work very closely with them in establishing electronic communication between their private sector organizations and with the DOD. So a good example would be all of the claims that are being paid, the healthcare claims that are being paid, or the majority of them, are moving electronically, and they move through the DOD system out into the claims processing environment with information coming back in on the adjudication of the claim. So all of these interfaces, electronic interfaces, are very important. We also have a capability called the Defense Medical Logistics Standard Support System. We call it DMLS, and it is a nationally renowned and awarded medical logistics system, probably the most advanced medical logistics system in the nation today. And what that system allows us to do by electronically linking to all of our trading partners is it allows us to have just-in-time 24-hour delivery on most medical supplies, medical equipment, and pharmaceuticals in all of our hospitals throughout the hospitals and outpatient clinics throughout the United States. And the way that works simply is supplies are delivered to our hospitals at 5 o'clock in the morning. They're replenished electronically using infrared devices to track the inventory control. Supplies are used during the day. At the end of the day, computers are able to tell us to what degree the quantities of those supplies have gone down, where the reorder points are, and if reorder is necessary, it electronically generates the requirement and sends it to one of our trading partners electronically, and that truck shows up at the dock the next morning at 5 o'clock. And so what we've been able to do by electronically linking to our trading partners is substantially reduce the supplies we have to keep on hand in our hospitals, the room those supplies take, the shelf life problems we have as those supplies expire. And also, we've been able to shut down many medical supply depots throughout the United States because through technology, we've been able to link our trading partners with Department of Defense. And it's proved to be a very productive relationship and a relationship that is in the best interest not only of DOD, but our trading partners in the nation.
Jim, your entire professional life has been devoted to public service. What advice would you give to someone interested in public service?
Well, I have found my career to be extremely rewarding. I have found the assignments that I've had, the missions that I've been assigned, to be challenging and to be a real opportunity to move forward and excel. I believe that the federal government provides tremendous opportunities, tremendous challenges, opportunities to advance very rapidly, and is really an employer that provides the best to its employees. And I'd strongly endorse federal and public service for young folks who are trying to make decisions on their career.
Well, we're out of time this morning. That'll have to be our last question, Jim. Michael and I want to thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. And if anybody would like additional information on the military health system or the TRICARE management activity or the TRICARE program, they can go to the web, and the web address is www.tricare.org. www.bigbusiness.mil.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Mr. James Reardon, Chief Information Officer for the Military Health System and Director, Information Management Technology and Reengineering in the TRICARE Management Activity. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Again, that's businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.